CBD Revolution. The world is discovering CBD and its potential for numerous health benefits. Hemp Fusion Wellness is the premier company looking at CBD with a whole food perspective. For the highest quality CBD oils and products for stress, sleep, energy, and topicals, it's Hemp Fusion. This CBD Revolution highlight has been brought to you by Hemp Fusion Wellness, U.S. trading symbol CBDHF, and in Canada, CBD.U. Web address, hempfusion.com.
The proceeding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be realized.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. From the surface of the planet Earth, we're going to the surface of the planet Mars. And the concern here is science fiction, but at the same time, it's in front of those who are planning to land on Mars and colonize Mars. Contamination. Bob Zimmerman keeps the website Beyond the Black, and he's going to explain to us the latest thinking about contamination and what regulation will be operative when and if we have a colony. Tell me, Bob,
good evening.
Are they ready to go through the excessive preparation they did on Earth for the moon, or are they going in another direction?
Well, this was a National Academy's policy paper that was released this week, and there's two types of contamination that has to do with Earth life and alien life. They have what they call backward contamination, and that is bringing alien life to Earth and possibly doing harm. That's what you're referring to when you talk about the moon and the contamination procedures they took. They didn't want to contaminate the Earth with lunar life, and it was over worry, but nonetheless, that's backward contamination. And then there's forward contamination, and forward contamination is we bring Earth life to Mars. It begins to prosper there, unknowing to us, and then we find it. It's going to confuse the issue. Have we found alien life? No, we found Earth life, but have we found Earth life? You know, it confuses things. So the scientists very, 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 very much do not want to contaminate Mars with Earth life, and that's what this report is mostly about. This new report talks about the current thinking of how to protect Mars from contamination of Earth life, and it revised it. In some ways, it simplified the procedures. What they determined, based on what we now know about the surface of Mars, is that its surface is so hostile to Earth life that we really do not have to worry too much about contaminating Mars. Most of the places we might land, we should do our standard decontamination procedures that we do routinely. But once we get to Mars, if you land in a dry area, not near a cave entrance, you pretty much don't have to worry. The Martian environment itself will kill any Earth life that might be there before it can settle in. What they did say, though, is that if you're going to land where there is extensive ice, not patchy ice, but extensive ice, like the ice sheets north of about 35, 40 degrees latitude, or near a cave entrance, you then have to take more serious precautions because any Earth life might be able to lodge itself in the ice or within the cave where it's protected from the ultraviolet radiation on Mars and therefore survive. And they don't want that to happen. And so that's the thinking behind this. So on one hand, it is simplifying future Mars probes and manned missions that will be going to the dry equatorial regions of Mars near the equator. It's making their missions easier. They don't have to do as much. They basically just do the standard white room decontamination that they now do for everything that goes into orbit. However, this paper kind of puts a block on any kind of missions to caves or to the higher latitudes where there is very easily accessible ice. And for example, I point out in my post, SpaceX's Starship, they already have four candidate landing sites on Mars, and they're in the northern lowland plains. I've posted about this on Behind the Black. In fact, I broke the story. And all those candidate landing sites are from latitudes 35 to 40 degrees north. And in fact, they're all located in a region that one scientist at a presentation said, you could literally stick a shovel in the ground and hit ice. According to this report from the National Academy, SpaceX will not be allowed to land there unless they do much more stringent decontamination on Earth or before landing. And so then the question comes up, is this going to restrict American capabilities to colonize Mars? China, Russia, and other nations won't be under these rules. Most of the time they obey the procedures that the U.S. comes up with. They've been pretty much a partnership in this. But there's no question they don't have to follow our restrictions, and we have to be aware of that.
Welcome the law courts of the 22nd century, Bob.
And yeah,
exactly. Who's to blame for the contamination on the surface of Mars? The surface of Mars also offers up what you'd have to say are images that are quite distinct. Is this gravity that makes these strange edges of the ice cap, Bob? Is that what I'm looking at?
This is another cool image from Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter that I dug up. It's a really recent one. I call it the wavy and beautiful edge of the northern ice cap of Mars. And what this is the scarp on the edge of the ice cap. And you're looking at many, many different layers formed in a wavy, on a wavy slope, kind of like the wave in Arizona. And it's just quite beautiful, but it's the edge of the ice cap. And so it's obscene on the many layers put down from many different climate cycles on Mars over a long time. It's quite a spectacular job.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Beyond the Black. He worries about contamination on Mars in the next century. He also worries about getting to Mars in this century. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.